This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. All 66 Democrats in Colorado's legislature are urging Governor Polis not to reduce the prison sentence of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. In a letter sent to Polis today, the lawmakers say granting her clemency would undermine election security. They also say it would give conspiracy theorists, quote, a figurehead to rally around. Polis has suggested he may release Peters early, saying her sentence is too harsh for a first-time nonviolent offender. Peters is serving a 9-year sentence for allowing unauthorized access to Mesa County's voting machines following the 2020 election. 7 big tech companies are pledging to keep energy costs affordable amid the data center boom. Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, OpenAI, Oracle, and xAI all signed a non-binding agreement with the Trump administration last week. But the Center for Biological Diversity's Jean Hsu says the agreement doesn't touch on environmental impacts.
It makes no pledges on actually stopping the diffusion of the carbon bomb that is underlying the entire AI tech boom.
The data boom has led to building new natural gas plants and keeping old coal plants. Critical fire weather is expected across parts of Colorado this week. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Hyris.
Right now, we're thinking sustained winds of 35 to 50 miles per hour with a few gusts up to 90 miles per hour. That'd be mainly late morning into the afternoon and evening hours on Thursday would be the peak of those strongest winds.
XL Energy is preparing for possible wildfire risk and outages during that windy stretch.